Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for September 17th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Expect volatility in the oil markets following the weekend attack in Saudi Arabia. Jim Bauer of Bauer Trading says volatility is going to heighten tremendously over the next few weeks because of the attack. Bauer says the drones had a cost of approximately $15,000 and suggested oil facilities can and will receive further attacks in the future because it's simply too easy to do. The facility attacked by drones and reportedly by cruise missiles over the weekend produces roughly 6% of the world's oil supply. The U.S. Energy Department has said it's willing to release oil from the strategic oil reserves if needed. Oil prices on Monday briefly spiked 19%, the biggest spike since the 1990-1991 invasion of Kuwait by Iraq. Well, there's new hope, yet lingering uncertainty after China announced on Friday that it would lift punitive tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork. Does it mean that there's a deal at hand, or is it the latest thaw in the U.S.-China tariff war that's simply part of an interim deal that may lead to more permanent long-term agreements? No one seems to know for sure, but there's a lot of opinions. This is Illinois Farm Bureau board member Chad Schultz.
We would hope that we could work out a deal with China. We send an awful lot of product there, and we figure product will get there at some point, somehow, even if it's got to go through another country. But we really need to be able to work with any country that's willing to buy our products.
Schultz knew about China's latest commitment to buy U.S. pork and soybeans on the day of the interview, but was still cautious.
We know it's going to be a long road before we get to an agreement with China, we think. I think farmers are prepared for that, but we don't want to close any markets that would be available to us overseas somewhere else.
China's latest relaxing of tariffs follows a two-week delay by President Trump on tariff hikes on Chinese goods, and it could benefit both nations' presidents politically, depending on how the meetings go in October. USDA meteorologist Brian Morris says the winter wheat planting nationwide is behind schedule so far this year.
Winter wheat planted, it's just underway. We're at about 8% planted nationally. It's a little bit behind the five-year average. Only by 4 points. And then from last year, the same. It was about 12% planted last year, and the average is about 12%, and right now we're at 8% planted.
Morris says the spring wheat harvest is also behind schedule.
The spring wheat's looking at some delays, both year-to-year and nationally, year-to-year and five-year average. They're about 20 points on both sides behind last year five-year average, and a lot of that's happening in Dakotas and Montana. They're running behind up there. At 76% harvested for spring wheat, and that's about 20 points behind last year and the five-year average.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brian Morris. This is Inside Agriculture.